The 110th Annual Convention of the National Farmers Union has been going on this week in Omaha, Nebraska. Representing Oklahoma there, members of the American Farmers and Ranchers, who changed their name a few years ago from Oklahoma Farmers Union. Terry Dietrich is president of the AFR. He says it's important to remember that a lot of times when you see policy coming out of the national organization, it is very much different than what AFR, American Farmers and Ranchers, is thinking.
Yeah, there are lots of differences in our policy. Oklahoma AFR is very conservative. Sometimes we run into some ideas that are not quite that conservative with the North Country. But we're all in agriculture. We all have the same goals for our families and to save our farms and make a living and an education for our children. You know, sometimes the tables we feel the most uncomfortable at are the ones we most need to be at and try to add some balance.
Oklahoma's AFR, one of the largest farmers unions in the country, but still very hard to fight the tide a lot of times of the NFU delegate body. Terry Dietrich says one example, a special order of business passed yesterday by delegates that came out and blasted away at the Dollarhead Beef Checkoff, how it's currently being run. Dietrich says while there have been some problems, they've been successfully addressed.
The bad taste they got in their mouth when the audit came out a year or so ago, and there were some infractions. I've tried to explain those have been corrected. Everything now is squeaky clean, and they're even doing a monthly audit between CBB funds and NCBA. But nevertheless, you know, once trust is destroyed, it takes a while to build it back, so now that's what we got to do.
Chris Clayton has been covering the meeting for DTN there in Omaha. He got an email from the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, J.D. Alexander, on Wednesday afternoon saying that NCBA and other stakeholder organizations, including the National Farmers Union, had met last September and again in January to discuss ways to make improvements to the checkoff. However, NFU members did not bring up most of the issues they outlined in their policy resolution from yesterday at either of those earlier meetings. The September and January meetings resulted in USDA publishing a proposed amendment to the Beef Promotion Research Order that would remove the contractor eligibility date to allow industry organizations that were created after 1985 to contract with the Beef Promotion Operating Committee. NCBA, according to Alexander, will submit comments to USDA in support of that proposed change. He says also, Federation of State Beef Councils adopted a charter that gives them more independence within the NCBA structure this last year. He also noted growing support for the checkoff among producers based on surveys that have been conducted. Of course, bottom line, a lot of folks within the National Farmers Union simply not liking the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And that's one of the things that goes into this special order of business that rails against how the structure of the beef checkoff currently stands. Going to one other issue that we talked with Terry Dietrich about, and that was the so-called MIDAS program, the market-driven inventory system farm bill proposal. He indicates that it's got some good ideas. He doesn't really like calling it a voluntary farmer-owned reserve, although in a lot of ways that's what it is. He says there's some important differences between what we used to have as a grain reserve, in which the government controlled the reserve. This would be controlled by farmers, he says, and that would be a good thing. Still, he says, it's probably not going to get much traction in this particular year that we're trying to write the 2012 Farm Bill.
I think it's probably too late in the game to introduce it. For this farm bill, we don't know, but maybe an idea somewhere for the future. It does definitely cost the government a lot less money had it been in place over the last 10 or 12 years. Dr. Darrell Ray, who used to be at OSU, he's now at Tennessee University, he's the one that put all this together, and I think he's being pretty practical with it. But nevertheless, that was one of the things that kind of has been their plan put forward. I doubt very seriously if it'll go all that far.
President of American Farmers and Ranchers Terry Dietrich, who, by the way, I guess is going to be kind of the unofficial conservative conscience of the National Farmers Union over the next year, as he has been selected to serve on the executive committee of NFU. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.